In his State of the State address yesterday, Governor Nathan Deal said developing a new plan to help struggling schools will be his priority this year. As Martha Dalton reports, this comes after voters said no to the governor's original plan to turn those schools around.
That proposal would have let the state take over schools it rated as underperforming for 3 years in a row. The governor said 89,000 students attended those schools last year.
It should be abundantly clear to everyone, including those in the education community who so staunchly support the status quo, that this is unacceptable.
The governor was tight-lipped on specifics, but he did say a new plan may include letting students transfer out of failing schools, and he indicated the plan will focus on elementary schools since they make up 70% of so-called failing schools.
If we can eliminate this negative that directly or indirectly affects all of us, we will see our reading comprehension scores, our math skills, our graduation rates, and the quality of our workforce in general improve.
Meanwhile, the state is in the process of reviewing its grading system. A recent UGA study said it's too stringent. Georgia Association of Educators President Sid Chapman agrees.
The formula, we really need to take a look at it because achievement is a very small piece, and so all these other factors make it a failing school.
Changes to that system could affect the number of schools the state identifies as failing. During his address, the governor also said he'll propose a 2% pay raise for teachers. The increase would be built into the pay scale, so districts couldn't use the money for anything else. Martha Dalton, WABE News.